wheelchair escort to amateur radio. Just throwing that out there as a question, see if there's any activity there.
I honestly don't know. Does anybody else know? I guess not. Actually, it's funny you should mention that. I actually saw the River Edge run Tony advertised recently, and we haven't done that in a couple of years.
82AMI would comment. They haven't been requesting hams, and I have not been forward enough to go ahead because of age-related problems. Hi.
Understood. Alrighty. That's good to know. But this run this Saturday in Lincoln Park will be a great opportunity. I also want to point out that in August, we have a couple of things going on. I'm mentioning it now because it's always a challenge to get adequate operators, but I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 13th through 16th, is the State County Fair. You can always use some additional operators for that on any given night or day. And then, of course, on the 16th is the Round Up Hill Rally bike tour. So we have an incident with an incident. It actually makes for a good stress of some really important resources in the amateur radio community. So, of course, that starts at Camp Car Reservation. And, by the way, it's now 2-1 with nothing left in the third. I think they got it at the buzzer. Wow. At 0.00, it's a 2-1 Washington game. No overtime. Game over. Thank you very much. Wow. It went in with 1.0 seconds or 1.1 seconds left. Wow, that's it. So they'll put the 1 second back on the board, and they'll drop the puck, and that'll be that. So never say die. Alrighty. So with that little bit of happiness, I'm sorry, I'm not a Ranger fan. Did I mention that? Tell me a 2TTT. Anybody else have anything more on the upcoming events?
Any check with a comment?
Okay. I'll get you in a second, Matt. Who is the other station?
WI2W.
If.
Yeah, I don't know if it was mentioned. I came in late, but this Sunday evening is the monthly meeting of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Our guest program is going to be an introduction to RTTY contesting by David K2DSL and Dave K2ZC. They're going to start off with some basics and then move into a live demo. So you'll actually see software and contacts and logging, all that stuff take place. Should be a very interesting presentation. They're both accomplished radio operators. So should be a good meeting on Sunday night. Hope to see everybody there. WI2W.
Okay, very good. And you know what, Steve? None of us thought about it. In fact, there wasn't even a mention of the Fairlawn business meeting, which is tomorrow night as well, which I will not get to. So hopefully we'll be back from Pennsylvania in time. Jeremy's got a bunch of hockey games on Sunday. We should get back in time, so we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to David's presentation on Riddy. That should be awesome. All right, anybody else?
Get to GFM, one more.
GFM, and then NHZ.
I was just curious if, given the current events, if anybody has been in contact with any of the folks from Nepal. I know that it's been over the internet that they have a definite amateur radio presence, and hopefully they're doing well. I was just curious if anybody had any contacts there.
I don't think so.
Which is okay, just curious.
Yeah, that is a very good question, but no, actually, I haven't done much HF myself, and it's
it is very, very sad what's gone on over there. Really, really is. Yeah. But I'm glad to see that that it's that they're finding people even 5 days later. Truly wonderful.
Yeah, for sure. I second that.
I mean, in past things like this, people have lasted up to 2 weeks, and God willing, that'll happen. Somebody else in there?
W2JEK.
Mr. Don.
I was reading the ARRO about the Nepalese government normally has a lot of red tape to get a ham license, especially for somebody from out of the country. They have relaxed a lot of the regulations so that it makes it easier for people from other countries. I understand PMD and areas. There is a local station, one of in Afghanistan, who is an American, has certain frequencies listed that they like people to stay off. They are getting some communications going. Of course, it's different hours out, and they have to connect individual generators or whatever. I think somebody had to set up over there or something like that. People over in that area of the world will be going into that area to help out there, finding more survivors. Second, that W2JEK.
Very good. Anybody else on this? All right, very good. Well, say prayers. If nothing else, say prayers, send money. Those are the two most useful things you can do for this. All righty. W20 said, Matt.
Yeah. So, this by no means compares to what you fellows are just talking about. I've had a lot of time off lately to do a lot of listening. And I'm going to back up about 7 minutes now to something I heard somebody mention while I was making some coffee. And it was about a program that somebody was looking to get or download. And it was mentioned how it comes with a toolbar. So, and we all know how it is to get stuck with an extra toolbar that we don't want or don't like. And I'm sure 90% of you guys are aware, but for maybe others who are listening but not on the net tonight, a lot of the times when a program comes with a toolbar, you can simply on your computer go to start settings control panel and then add remove programs, and you can find that toolbar in there and delete that toolbar, and then you'll free up space on your browser and you won't be stuck with an extra toolbar. I know a lot of guys that I've been listening to lately on the air have been talking about things and getting stuck with toolbars and whatnot, and I just happen to hear it mentioned here. So just in case there's a fellow or two who doesn't know about that, I thought I would just bring that up, Gordon, and this way there's no fear of going ahead and getting a program they may want.
Good point, Matt. Thank you very much. Very, very good. All right, anybody else have any comments?
K2GFM.
Go ahead.
Generally speaking, software that downloads automatically a toolbar along with the software is considered to be somewhat malicious, and I would always urge caution when you're downloading things that ask you to load extra stuff. A good software developer will not ask you to download toolbars or antivirus software or whatever. So just, you know, buyer beware. If you're downloading something and it's asking you to add additional components, you might want to reconsider.
Okay, very good. Sorry, just some question for my son here. And very, very good. Hold on a second. Yeah, my son was asking me about the about the Washington game. He kept asking me who won it, and the answer was the Caps. He goes, no, who won it, meaning it was Ward. Anyway, very, very good. Alrighty, I'm sorry about that. let's see. Anything else on this topic? Radio Club producer Peter. Reminder that Sunday night is the business meeting and presentation on RIDI contesting by K2DSL for Barra, and on Friday night is the business meeting for the Fairlawn Radio Club at the Fairlawn Community Center. The Barra meeting is at the Washington Township Senior Center, which is in their municipal building on off Pascack Road. So, thank you everyone, and thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of their repeater, and you for your great participation tonight. This is K2BARW2TTT saying 7-3, and we'll catch you next week.
KM4HBQ disconnected.
KD2HLF listening.
Yeah, KD2HLFW2NHZ. I'm tied up at the moment. I will catch you on the landline in 5. This is W2NHZ.
Analyzers work beautiful for that, so they give us that.
that, you know, that graphical display, and we're able to download it. We save all the sweeps. We do about 9 or 10 antennas at a time on each locomotive, and we'll save the sweeps, and we'll upload them to our engineering department over in Fort Worth, Texas, so they have a base record of what the initial installation of the antenna was like, so they can monitor it throughout the lifespan of the equipment. That's what we use. Actual number of it, but it's a very nice antenna analyzer. It's about the size of a volume of a dictionary, you know. Back to you.
Yeah, I'd be curious which Agilent device you use. I've been looking at some Inritsu's, but anyway. Hey, look, I got to take a 20-question test before this stupid thing times out and makes me take the course again. So let me rock and roll here as long as I can stupidly get through this thing with at least 16 correct questions. I'm set. But you know how that goes. I just got to do this, and I will have saved myself 4 hours of labor by blowing through this puppy.
Okay, yeah, I won't hold you up. Yeah, we use the Inritsu series of antenna analyzers by Agilent. I believe that's their offshoot of their stuff, or is that, am I mistaken with that? And it's funny because I actually talked the guy into it to set us up, but you know how they can upload certain firmware and so forth, and he put the upgraded firmware in ours, only in Alliance, Nebraska, because I talked him into doing us a favor because we give him such good business with his equipment that we didn't have to use the dummy loads every time we changed bands. And so he put this automatic calibration firmware in there for us, which is very nice, you know. It's actually a $500 add-on, but we're the only people in the BNSF network with that. We don't need to use a dummy load every time we change bands on the Inritsu or the Agilent. I'll get the number, though. I'm going, by the end of the night, I'll know the number. Good luck with that, Gordon. 73s.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you got to be careful, because otherwise stupid stuff happens. Anyway, you take care and God bless. And by the way, Washington 2, Rangers 1, go Caps, go. 7-3. And Anaheim is beating Calgary 2-0 at the end of the first. Anyway, 7-3 for now. N2VHZ, W2TTT.
Here in Alliance, Nebraska. Bye-bye. N2VHC. Listening. Thank you.
Whiskey 2, Tango, Tango, Tango listening.
Katie 2, BOR.
Hey, Rocky, Katie 2, BOR, W2, TTT.
Yeah, good evening, Gordon. Seems like I just heard your voice about 2.5 hours ago or more. I think I woke up at one point, and I woke up for a little bit of the tech net.
Yep, it was kind of quiet. I mean, it was over an hour, and it was, you know, plenty to talk about, but not too many questions, more announcements. But that was kind of interesting. We had a little bit about the DMR radios. Pardon me, and then also some more about a little about mesh networking, but there was a question Noel had about he had put a an HF screwdriver antenna on the rear quarter of his van, about maybe 3 or 4 inches from the roof top, and he can't get the SWR to go below 2-1. He doesn't understand why, and we're all not quite sure. I think it might be some lack of understanding of what the inductive and capacitive reactances are, but he's got an analyzer. He can figure that out. I actually told him just take a quarter wave and attach it to the ground point and then just see what happens, sweep it, see if it'll come down anywhere, you know, in or around the handband. Let's say, in this case, let's say 20 meters or something. Anyway, I am in search of gas because I want to make sure that tomorrow I have a full tank because I'm a busy boy. Got a wedding in the afternoon. It's not very far from home, but I don't know where the reception is. And I don't think it's near home. Let's start there. So it's, yeah, I just don't want to have to deal with all that nonsense tomorrow, you know?
Tanner always fun, those Friday weddings. Well, at least the day I think is going to be nice for it, I hope. And, I don't know. I haven't had too much experience with a screwdriver antenna. But, grounding sounds like a possible problem. What do you think?
Oh, exactly. Now, he said it was installed. Here's the kicker. It was installed by a CB radio shop because there are no AM stores in Ocala, Florida, where he lives. And, well, I can appreciate that. I could probably guide somebody through the installation process if I couldn't do it myself. Anyway, it's all good. Hey, the good news is I got a battery feed from my battery into the passenger compartment. Still can't figure out where those dead fuses are on my little auxiliary jacks, but sorted out at some point. It really is annoying, actually. Alright, so my favorite gas station is closed. So I think I go down to Hackensack at this point. See if there, if there's anything open there, then I pull up Gas Buddy and see who might be open. I like paying cash for my gas because it's cheaper, you know?
82 BOR. Too bad Noel couldn't snap a picture of that and get it off to you. And maybe you could send it to me. I'd like just to see where they put this mount and what kind of mount they put on it. Maybe if you get a hold of them. I'd love to see a picture of it.
Well, here's what he described. He said the mount is on the rear quarter, up high on the wall of the van, right in the corner.
I sure hope the corner of that van is not fiberglass.
I was thinking the same thing. But, hey, you know something? Speaking of that, do you know that the entire rear door of my journey is fiberglass?
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't doubt anything on these vehicles. And hey, before I forget, I didn't call you yet because I've been a little busy. It's not a pressing thing, but just something I want to tell you about what went on over at that place that you go to in North Arlington.
No problem. You want me to call you now?
Well, get your gas first. I'm not going anywhere. Go get your gas, get filled up, and then you give me a call when you're way back home.
Okay, I can certainly do that. That's not a problem. Not exactly sure where I'm going to find this cat. When I get down to Route 80, I'll definitely say hell with it and see what I can dig up. But, or Route 46, actually. I'm probably going to have River Street to see what's down that way. You're going to laugh. I was worried about, you know, chipping the paint off the back of the car because I have that little mast that holds up antennas and stuff that Rick helped me build, but we built it just a hair too close. It was, you know, maybe a 16th or so of an inch, but it was just enough to strip the paint off, and so I didn't worry about it. But over time, that whole area became weakened, and I said, gee, what's going on there? And it actually cut into the fiberglass. That's when I realized it was fiberglass. And, it's really busted that in. So the good news is I don't have a rust problem. The bad news is I've got a chunk missing out of the fiberglass. And it was made worse by the protective stuff that I put over the, over the lip to cushion it. Actually, it ended up being more of a lever and more of a hassle. And that's why it took so much out of the fiberglass, because it used that, you know, that slide-on, you know, bumper stuff and levering more of the fiberglass off in that spot and breaking the little, black, you know, tuba, you know, the bumper stuff you put on the edge of doors and things. I find it's a good idea to put on your doors, because that way when you get out and you bang the car next to you, you know, it doesn't leave a scratch. You don't have to hear about it from some jackass who parked too close to you.
Yep, they're the first ones to complain. All right, Gordon, I gotta get something done. When you get done getting your gas, call my shop phone. I'll be here, not going anywhere. KD2, be aware.
Roger. Yeah, I'll call you on the phone. Yeah, it's KD2BORW2TTT.
Yeah, very good, considering where my antenna is at the house. That's not bad. I've got a house right next door blocking the whole thing, but, you know, do what I can, you know, do what I got. That's all I can do with an antenna. He won't let me put it up on the top of the house. That would be excellent.
Well, what is that, it's an Antron, and, what are you doing, like 100 watts out of that?
Yeah, I got the Antron with the ground radials on it, and, yeah, it does 100.
Yeah, that's what I use. I ran a little bit more. I don't have the ground, the radio kit, but I knew I'd hear you when you switched over. I figured I'd give you a shot real quick. And yeah, I had no problem hearing you back. I know it was a little off frequency there, but I've checked back there a couple times. I haven't heard anybody on there since, so I don't know what's been going on, if you guys have been meeting up at a regular time or not, but other than that, I haven't heard anybody on there.
Matter of fact, it's been a little dead lately. Can't figure it out, but to change the subject, I raised my 220 antenna, I guess you heard, on the shop here too, finally.
Well, I heard you guys talking about an antenna that got raised. I didn't know that was what got raised. I haven't done anything with mine, and I haven't heard anybody on in a while. I haven't done any contacts. Make a big difference on the 880?
82 BOR. I had no problem with the 880, but I'm now getting into the 400 machine a little bit better. I forget where it is, but I'm getting into it better.
Well, geez, you're probably actually hitting some of the ones up by me. I know I've heard Charlie mention a couple of ones up in the club that I belong to up here, in Valhalla. I'm sure you have no trouble hitting that one either. You know, I don't know if you've tried any of those up here. There's, you know, I only have 10 or 12 programmed into my radio anyway.
I'm even getting a repeater down in Keyport, full scale back here. I was surprised. I was going through the list. I said, let me put it in and see what's going on. And the Keyport, no problem.
Well, what antenna did you choose for 220 anyway?
A Comet CA Super 22.
Is that a 220 only?
Yeah, it's a 220 standalone. Then they make the 333, the CX 333, which is 2 meters, 440, and 220.
Okay, yeah, that one I'm a little bit familiar with. I know some people that actually have that around here. I haven't listened in a while, but there's been some action though. It's been a couple of weeks, but there's been some action on there. You know, just a come and go on that one. You know, people I guess use it to come and go from work, stuff like that, and I put it in. But you know, it's been pretty quiet. And a couple of the machines are actually off the air up here. And I heard you mention a few of the other machines that a friend of ours uses. You know, down in Manhattan, there's a couple of those, and there's a few up the line here. So he actually has those machines, too. I know you guys were talking about those the other night. KD2BOQ. Almost forgot my call there for a minute.
KD2BOR. Talking to me. How could you forget your call?
Well, because I was going to ID with your call for a minute, and then I realized. Yeah, I caught some of that the other night, actually. I was trying to figure out. But, yeah, I have that. If you guys ever need any of that information, I have a lot of that stuff. We use those NY4 repeaters a lot. So, you know, and they have some pretty good coverage, and I think they have, and they have 220 as well. So, good stuff, and it's nice on 440 as well.
Very good, Rob. Let me say goodnight. I'm going to put it down. My phone rang before while you were talking. I'm going to see who didn't leave a message. I'm going to see who called. Good hearing you out there, Rob. We'll catch you later. KD2 BOQ. Oh, I couldn't remember yours either. KD2 BOR.
All right, Rock 73s. I'll catch you later. KD2 BOQ.
Gordon, if you're still out there, besides that last call, anything important?
N1LU Mobile.
Hey, good morning. KD2, VOR.
Morning, Rocky. I was listening to you, Rob, talk a little bit while I was eating my snack. Oh, he's got a nice signal. Where is he located?
Dobbs Ferry, I think. Comes up on the database.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got a clean signal, nice audio. I'm not sure what radio he's on, but he sounded good. Oh, man, thank God it's Friday.
Why is that? Have a tough night with the dog?
No, I sleep right through his antics. No, it's just, it's been a rough week. Emotionally, mostly. Trying not to let the ignorant moron that's in charge get to me. Just raises my blood pressure. It's not worth it. And then the next 2 weeks are going to be very busy. Next 2 weekends are going to be very busy. Looking forward to a little R&R this weekend, although I do have to mow the lawn.
Yeah, I did that yesterday at Debbie's, front and back. So I got Sunday off. I don't have to do the lawn. I got some other things she wants me to do.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I'm not even thinking of the back right now. Mostly the front. Trying to get that in shape. But anyway, hopefully it won't rain today. I'd like to get it out of the way today. If not, I'll have to put it off to Sunday. Saturday, I've got a few things to do. I'm trying to debate whether I want to go to the chiropractor today or Saturday morning. I may go Saturday morning. I'm just beat. I'd like to just go home and take a little bit of a nap so I can stay awake a little bit tonight. Let the weekend last a little longer. Boy, by the time the weekend comes, I'm so tired. I try to sleep as late as I can. I go to bed early and just flies by.
N1LU, KD2, BOR. Yeah, tell me about it. I was up a little later yesterday than I normally am, and I'm feeling it this morning, but another cup of coffee, I'll be raring to go.
Just had some guy almost turn into me. I guess he couldn't see me. Got a red car, too. Yeah, that coffee, yeah, it's my life's blood this time of the morning. I gotta be able to function without it. Thank God I got that mobile station 15 minutes into my commute.
Speaking about coffee, I will catch you from the mobile. I got here a little earlier tonight, and one cup is gone, and I need another one, so I'll catch you from the car. KD2, BOR.
All right, very good. N1LU, mobile.
Morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
WA2ZOZ. Okay, I'm on the HT right now. I guess you can hear the 605 in the background. I'll stay on the bow thing. Went to the wheel, spoke with Linda, gave her a couple of candy bars. Spoke with Georgie, gave her birthday present, a gift certificate, a gift card from ShopRite, a couple of candy bars, and a tiny Swiss Army knife. So, everything is fine.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, glad to hear it. I didn't recognize you at first. What are you, on the red Baofeng?
Affirmative. I'm on the red Baofeng, and I just moved to a part of the living room where the noise is, received noise is limited.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've got an issue with mine. Not a major issue, but kind of annoying. I've been using this speaker mic on it. Now when I unplug the speaker mic, the internal microphone's not working, and I can't get it to work. Only way I can use it now is with a speaker mic.
I have the exact same problem the first Baofeng I received. And then shortly after that, as soon as I, the radio would just start transmitting by itself. And I attribute that to the side jacks for the speaker mic. So I've had it, and I sent it back in and had it replaced. I also looked on the internet, on the reviews, and there was one guy there that had the same problem that I had, and also that you're having.
If I ever get a chance to sit down in front of the computer, I'm going to send him out a note. I don't know if I can get an exchange now. It's been a couple of weeks since I've owned this radio. But that's kind of annoying.
Well, of course it is. Well, I wouldn't hesitate. I would get right on that. And if he says, no, what you see is what you got, or what you got is what you have, just tell him you're going to take a little bit more action on it.
Well, I got it off of eBay as opposed to Amazon like you got yours. Amazon I probably wouldn't have too much trouble with, but eBay may be a little different. I actually just got an email from the guy, scheduled email, wanting to know how I feel about the radio. I just haven't had a chance to get back to him. For some reason I can't log into eBay from my cell phone, but I'll try to do that when I get home today and let him know what's going on with it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm really satisfied with mine now. I have the spare battery. I'm not satisfied with the two speaker mics that we tested out. The Kenwood SMC34. That's the best out of all the speaker mics that we heard. And okay, so on Linda and the Wheel, I just may put in a request that we go there for our monthly luncheon. I'll let them know that it may be $1 or $2 more per person, but it's a nice place, and I don't think they'll mind.
Yeah, no, that would be nice, absolutely. Only problem is they have limited parking there. I guess you can park on the street, but they don't have a big parking lot. Not that we always have a big crowd. Well, pass it over to Rocky when you're done. He's out there somewhere.
Okay, very, very good. You know, Rocky's kind of busy. All right. So, like I say, I'm on medium power now on this foul thing. And some of the adapters came yesterday from HRO. And I had two adapters that came from China. This is WA2ZOC for ID. HRO, on one part of my order, HRO sent me the wrong items. I ordered two SMA female barrels to take care of the antenna switches, and they sent me two large N-connector barrels. So I called them up, told them the problem. They said, yeah, we did it, we're sorry. Your invoice shows that you're correct. They sent me a UPS return label, and today I sent the end connectors back.
Oh, okay, very good. Rock, over to you. You there?
B2BR.
Good. Pick it up with Don. Don just dropped by. Haven't heard him all week.
Yeah, good evening, Don. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, Rock. I'm doing fairly well. Did you hear what I was telling Charlie?
Yeah, I heard you. Just when I came out of the 7-Eleven, something about a return label. You sent something back. I just came out from getting coffee.
WA2ZOZ. Okay. I was telling Charlie I received an order yesterday from HRO. Part of my order, I ordered two SMA female F connectors so I could swap the antennas. and all my paperwork was filled out correctly. And when I got the merchandise yesterday, they sent me two large N barrels, you know, the real size N barrels. They sent me two of them instead of the small little SMA barrels. So I called them up. They said they're sorry. They checked the paperwork. All my paperwork was in order. And they sent me a UPS return label. So I sent the two end connectors back today.
That's good. They're a good place. I've dealt with them. The last two radios I bought from HRO, my antenna tuner and my meter. They're real good about a lot of stuff. The price wasn't bad, so I'm happy with HRO. All right, pick it up with Charlie. I'm just pulling back to the shop. Catch him inside. KD2BOR.
Okay, very good. I believe Charlie is probably in the store getting some either coffee or something else. So, Charlie, I'll be on the side here unless you're back. WA2ZOZ.
WA2ZOZ N1LU, mobile, lower level, George Washington Bridge. I got my coffee a little while ago.
All right. So I guess I'm all set with my Baofeng here. I got a couple of military-type belt pouches that I could put the spare battery, the Baofeng, the adapters, the little owner's manual. It's a really cool little item. Since my daughter's in a hiking club, I got her one of these things too. Boy, this little Baofeng is starting to heat up now, and I'm on medium power.
Sorry about the delay. Just went underneath the tunnel. Short tunnel off the lower level of the bridge. Can't transmit when I'm in there. I lose everything. Actually, when I go through there with 220, that I can still hear. 2 meters and 440 disappear. Where'd you get this little military belt pouch?
I got it off Amazon. I'll send you the links. I have on one size, that's the larger one with the Velcro and the zippers and all. It was kind of expensive. It's like $23 a piece. But there's another one I got, and I'm really impressed with, and it was $8. But I'll forward you the information on them.
Yeah, I'm looking for something short of a fanny pack that I can carry my dog's treats in and his poopy bags before they're used, of course, rather than sticking them in my pocket. End up forgetting which pocket they're in, or I've got them mixed in with some of my money. And I pull them out, I got money all over the ground. It'd just be nicer if I had a fanny pack type bag to carry them in. Get to.
Okay, very good. The company that makes most of these things here, it's called Voodoo Tactical. V-O-O-D-O-O Tactical. And just punch that up and you'll see a whole plethora of different items you could buy.
Okay, maybe I'll check that out at work today. I've got a unique task to do when I get to work. I have to relace one of my sneakers with an old lace that I found off of an old sneaker that I don't wear anymore. My dog chewed the hell out of my sneakers and shredded one of the laces. I could barely tie it. It's not going to last much longer, so I'm going to have to relace that when I get to work. He's quite the, gremlin, I guess, at night when we're sleeping. You never know what you're going to find in the morning, all shredded. We try to keep everything out of reach of him, but we still got a ways to go, and the bigger he gets, the bigger his reach becomes.
WA2COZ. Well, that that dog is saving you quite a bit of money. I wonder if you should send it to one of these doggy psychiatrists or doggy behavior people.
Well, actually, he's just, you know, he's just being a puppy. He just happens to be a big puppy, so he gets into bigger messes than a little puppy would. But he's just doing what puppies do naturally. Get into everything. As he gets older, I think the mischief will settle down a little bit. But we're a ways away from that. Had him at the vet yesterday. He's 38 pounds. I asked her if he's, you know, if he's growing too fast. I want to know if I'm feeding him too much. He's a regular vacuum cleaner when it comes to food and snacks. And I try to get the healthiest snacks I can find. But they're not all that healthy. Pig's ears he loves. His eyes roll in the back of his head when he gets a pig's ear. But I hear they're very high in fat, which is hard to believe because they're so thin. But I probably give him two of those a week. And the vet said that's all right. Just, you know, don't go nuts because they are high in fat. But yeah, they're fine for the dogs. But he took a shine to those things, and that's like his doggy crack, I guess, until he gets into those. But they're good because they take a while for him to eat, and he won't move from the spot. So if we have things to do or whatever, he gets a pig's ear.
Okay, very good. I went to the new Callahan's today over by me. I was going to go yesterday, but the place was packed. It was, I was the last person in, and I couldn't close the door. The door kept hitting me in the arse. That's how many people were there. So today I went, got myself three large dogs, two with sauerkraut and one with sautéed onions. They were really good. They were delicious. And I asked if they had a takeout menu. And they've only been open since last Sunday, and they said it's been really, really hectic. And I believe it by the crowds that were in there. But the food was pretty good. And they also have burgers. They have onion rings, etc. And I'm sure they'll continue to do real well. And sometime when you're up this way, then if you want, we could stop in. I know Willie P. wants to go, and I invited him to the apartment here since I'm only like a two-minute drive or so, and we could really, I could have a little beer party in here or whatever, and you guys could see the place and see my antenna situation. WA2ZOZ.
N1LU Mobile. Well, this is a pleasant surprise. They've got my exit, the street that I go down, Wanaki Avenue, to get to work, closed. Okay, I'll just follow everybody in front of me. They look like they know where they're going.
Oh. WA2ZOZ. As we're speaking here, I'm sitting in front of the computer, and I have a driver update program, and I have five drivers that were out of date. I never updated the drivers before. I've had this computer, I guess, for close to 3 years, and I'm just about finished updating all the drivers. So that's a nice feeling to get that done.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to figure out where the hell I'm going. I followed these guys and didn't realize they were going online for McDonald's or something. So now I'm a little confused over here. Why don't you pick it up with Rocky? Let me try to get my bearings. N1LU Mobile.
WA2ZOZ. Okay, Rock, if you're not busy, pick it up. If you are, I'll be on the side.
KD2BOR. Charlie, I know you're trying to get your bearings, but if you're listening, I'm on the site. from this guy that we bought the radios from. It says warranty and service guaranteed. And also if you use PayPal, hassle-free, 30-day money-back returns with free shipping. So I don't think you're going to have much of a problem if you get a hold of this guy. I think he'll get you another radio.
Oh, that's good to know because I have that battery coming, and I found my way back. I had that battery coming, so I'd really like to get this straightened out. I can't remember when I got the radio. I don't know if it's been a month yet. I don't think so.
Now, it hasn't been a month. When you first pull up, when you see the blue radio, I'm looking at the blue one. It says, we are Bofang Radio USA. Warranty and service guaranteed.
Well, hopefully they're not going to try to fix it. They'll just give me another one, but yeah, I'll do that today. In fact, I think that's kind of cinched the fact that I'm going to go to the chiropractor tomorrow so I can spend time on the computer and get this done and hopefully get a new radio on the way back to me. I think I still have the box that this, you know, the shipping box. I have the original box that it came with. In fact, it's in the car here. Hopefully I can find the original antenna that came with it.
Well, if you can't find the original antenna, by any chance, I have mine in the box here, so we got that covered.
Hey, cool. Yeah, that would be nice if I could get a new one, and I think if I do, I'm not going to take a chance with the speaker mic. I'll just kind of forget about the speaker mic deal. I wonder if it's like that with all the Baofangs. If I start using speaker mics, if I'm going to have that problem.
Who knows? I haven't plugged one into mine. I got the one from the THF6. I didn't try it. I didn't plan on using it with a speaker mic like I told you. I bought this for Hamfest and knock around. But I don't think you're going to have a problem, Charlie. I wouldn't keep the radio if I were you and deal with that. You want another one. You paid money for it, no matter what it was. You paid, you were hard-earned money for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll jump on that today when I get home. I make sure the dog has been drained properly. And then maybe I'll give him a big ear today so he lets me go on the computer. Computer's right outside the kitchen. I got a gate set up. Whenever I'm sitting on the computer, he sits by the gate and whines. Like, how come you're not playing with me? Oh, crap, 243. When is this going to end?
Like I said the other day, I see $3 coming again by Memorial Day.
Yep, they got us by the short hairs. You know, gas isn't a luxury now, it's a necessity. And they can charge anything you want, they want. They know we got to buy it. Not until they get solar cars. You know, that's why every so often I wish I had a big truck, antenna-wise, radio-wise, etc. But when gas starts doing this, I'm glad I got this little job that gets about almost 40 miles to the gallon. All right, I'm pulling into the quick check. That's only 235. Well, that's not too bad over here. Let me get some of this almost cheap gas. Can't complain. It's 279 in Connecticut. I'll be back. KD2BOR, N1LU, mobile.
All right, very good. I'll be here. KD2BOR.
WA2ZOC. When the gas was below $2 a gallon, more or less statewide, the exception of Connecticut, I don't even know if it went down below $2, a barrel of oil was $45. And a couple of days ago, a barrel of oil went up to $57. And who knows, it's probably going to keep rising. But it was when it was $45 a barrel, WTI oil, gas was $2 and below, and now it's $12 higher a gallon, so that's a barrel of oil, so that's why it's going.